eager to get vaccinated and those who have difficulty gaining access to vaccination. So now we have to get it more widely distributed, the vaccine, into communities so that you come across it on a regular basis, because the two are actually linked. Your decision to get vaccinated can in part be linked to your access, such that if you are on the fence, but you're seeing it regularly in the course of your daily life, and you're seeing people around you getting vaccinated and getting protected, that's that extra incentive for you to get vaccinated. So we have to switch strategy and play more ground game now.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
White House spokesman Jen Psaki said President Biden respectfully disagrees with the U.S. bishops who object to the administration using the bodies of aborted children for scientific research. The Biden administration rescinding a Trump-era ban on the use of aborted human remains earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Overnight, muggy and warm throughout the day tomorrow. And above normal temperatures, mostly dry with a partly sunny afternoon. Starts off 70s back to the mid to upper 80s. We'll have a chance of a shower or thunderstorm coming in Thursday night. That chance will increase to become a scattered thunderstorm chance. Mostly overcast skies Friday, 80. Over the weekend, a little less warm and still some spotty shower or thunderstorm activity a possibility both days. Each day's highs of 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is Roland Creason with NOLA Town Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study. This program is for those of us that still have a love for the Lord our God, the love of country, and the love of family. If you feel the same way, please join us every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This guy do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com, where our auction is live right now, and you can go there immediately and start bidding on all the cool stuff that's there, the trips, the artwork from Frenchie, there's LSU and Saints memorabilia, I even think there's even a Shaquille O'Neal autograph in there too, so lots of great stuff. And don't forget that Friday night at 6 o'clock, this show is going to kick off the radio-a-thon. Brian Diaz from the NOLA Drink Show is going to be sitting in with us, And I don't know what Mike's going to be doing. If he'll probably join us maybe for the first hour, and then Brian and I are going to take care of it the rest of the way, all the way up until 10 o'clock. So don't forget to tune in for that. We'll be talking about WGSO and the impact of the with the community that we have and the relationship we have with the community, and we'll also probably play some good interviews that we've had over the last year or so, and who knows what else we're going to do. So you want to tune in Friday night at 6 p.m. Mike, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out, living the life.
Yeah, well, good. That's very exciting. So are you all prepared for the – you've made your draft notes and you've called Mickey Loomis and Coach Payton and got everything squared away for tomorrow night?
Yes, I told them that they should not draft Ryan Ramczyk or Alvin Kamara. So
yes. Yeah. You know, if what we've thought in the past few years, if that meant anything, if it means anything, it means that we shouldn't be working for the Saints.
Yeah. Because, to be honest, I don't even know why we're talking about this right now, because we're so bad at it.
Yeah, I know. It's really a crapshoot, and mostly it's tough with a team like the Saints, because they do exactly what you're supposed to do, and you draft the best player available. You know, and if it doesn't necessarily fill a need, I bet it will at some point in time.
Yep, I completely agree. I mean, we'll look at Cesar Ruiz last year. I mean, he was definitely serviceable, but you can tell he's going to be a lot better in the future.
Yeah, so. And what I was reading today is he'll probably be moving back from guard to center, and then Eric McCoy will probably be playing more guard next year. But who knows? You know, we'll see when training camp starts. But you know, the big news today is that the Saints are reportedly making, quote unquote, making noise about trading up in the draft. And usually when teams trade up, they trade up for a quarterback, but the Saints kind of break the norm with that. And the rumor is that they're wanting to trade up from the number 28 spot into maybe even the teens or possibly the early 20s. So they can actually fill the need and go after the player that they want at cornerback.
Yeah, and I would definitely say cornerback is their number one need at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I have seen a few people saying that they think a few of the really good cornerbacks could fall that far because there's a need on other teams for other positions. Mm-hmm. But I do – it would not surprise me if they trade up in order to get one of the good corners, because that's – I read somebody somewhere said that the Saints could – other than cornerback – the Saints could go on the field today with their entire team and not have a problem. And yeah. I agree. Now, I do feel like, and this is one thing that I don't know why anybody has not been writing about this, but I do feel like they need to kind of shore up the O-line. Mm-hmm. It's not that the O-line was bad, but they've been better. And I looked it up a little while ago. They had the number 4 defense in the country last year and the number 12 offense in the country. Now, granted, they did lose a number of key pieces on the defensive line, but I feel like you're just adding depth at this point when you could be adding starters on the O-line. That's something I don't really understand.
Well, and I think a lot of that, too, with the offensive line, a lot of it hinges on Teron Armstead staying healthy and Andrews Pete staying healthy, and in recent years, neither of those have been the case. Teron Armstead, I feel like this last year he was better at staying on the field than maybe in the past couple of years. It was more Andrews Pete that really needed to stay on. And there's another case too where we had offensive line depth, but we don't have it anymore because of having to figure out the salary cap problem. But I do, from the things that, you know, that's been said here in the last few days, it really seems like that they are really wanting Caleb Farley.
Yes.
And he played for West Virginia or Virginia Tech?
Tech, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. I think it's Virginia Tech. The only, and to your point, where you know some of them, some of these prospects have been dealing with injury, and that's mostly him, that he hurt his back in a lifting weights, I believe, and they feel like he'll be ready for training camp, but it's going to hurt his, it could hurt his value and drop him in the first round, which, from all things, all you know, as far as you know, his stats and things like that, he's very similar to Marshawn Lattimore. Hopefully he doesn't do dumb stuff in Cleveland like Marshawn Lattimore.
Really?
But that seems to be who they're really wanting. But, you know, at the same time, you know how Loomis and Peyton are, and how much, you know, how much are they really going to let leak to put them in a position where, yeah, if they really, really want this cornerback, they're going to have to give up, you know, even, you know, moving up, let's just say eight spots in the draft, they're going to have to give up more than what maybe they wanted to if, you know, if they quote unquote fall in love with this specific player. So I don't know. You know, who knows? Unless they can get a top tier quarterback, which I don't believe they're going to do, it just doesn't make sense at this point in time. I would think in a later in the draft, maybe, but, you know, they're going to have to address the cornerback needs. They're either going to have to find some more money or they're going to have to draft one, and preferably in the first round, because, you know, the longer you wait in that, the less likelihood you're going to get a ready-to-go starter.
Yeah, and something that I just thought about, I hadn't thought about until just a couple of minutes ago, as far as the O-line is concerned, I feel like that was probably a bigger concern when you had Drew Brees, who was a pocket passer.
Yeah.
Now that one of the two guys who's going to quarterback is mobile, maybe it's not quite as big of an issue.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And there's been some moves in the NFL today. And then also want to talk a little bit about the Pioneer League in baseball. I know, right? What the hell's the Pioneer League? We'll be back after this.
I run, but it stays right by my side. So tell me open, pour me out. The things inside that scream and shout. And the pain still hates me. So hold me until it's me. Just like the curse, just like the stray.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City. You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship,
and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
We're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And poor Teddy B, you knew it was coming, and I figured it would probably, if it was going to happen, it was probably going to happen, and probably this week. But Teddy B, he's on the move again. The Panthers traded him to Denver today for, of all things, a sixth-round draft pick.
And the Broncos only have to pay him $3 million, but the Panthers have to pay him $7
million. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he was that bad that you're paying 70% of his salary to play for somebody else in the hopes that Sam Darnold is your guy.
Yeah, really.
You know, I think in a situation like with what they're doing, they probably would have been better served. Granted, you know, they did get this whopping six-round pick out of it, which will probably amount to a practice squad player. If they're fortunate enough that it works out that way. But, you know, it might have been better served to had a, you know, an open competition between the two.
Yeah, and whenever I first read that, I was like, I'm pretty sure the whoever made that decision for the Panthers is actually a closet Saints fan. And so like, this will be fun.
Well, Joe Brady is there, so.
True.
Maybe it was him. Maybe he's helping us from afar. I don't know. But I was shocked. I thought that, you know, I didn't think he had a great season. I thought he played just about as well as what he could have, given the situation and what he had around him to work with. You know, you had Christian McCaffrey was hurt most of the season, and that's huge. I mean, that guy, you know, that's your number one offensive piece, really. And to not have him in a new system with a not, you know, with a we talk about our offensive line, their offensive line has a lot of work to do. And I don't know. I just don't think it was – I don't know if it was the smartest move, but, you know, good for us that they're not – that it was, you know, he's been traded out of the division.
Yeah, I'm not upset about it, at least from our point of view. I feel bad for him because, like you, as you alluded to, he can be better if he has better pieces around him. Mm-hmm. And after everything he did for us a few years ago, you know, I hope the best for him. And I feel like somebody at the Panthers just didn't really know what they were doing.
Well, and I just feel like he probably could have gotten better than – I guess not. I mean, if that's what you're taking before the draft, but I just feel like he could have gotten something better than a six-rounder. But,
yeah.
You know, who knows? And, you know, now I guess that he goes into a competition with Drew Locke and Denver. And it just seems like Denver hasn't been able to really solve their quarterback issue, with the exception of bringing in Peyton Manning, since John Elway.
John Elway, yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, other than that freak gift that they were given in Peyton Manning, it's John Elway was the last good quarterback they had.
And you know, and then also you think, so if Bridgewater goes there and wins the starting job, he's back in just the same situation that he was last year, where there's not the pieces aren't around him to succeed. Who's the running back? I'm trying to think. They got him from the Chargers. Oh, Melvin Gordon. I always pick him up on my fantasy team, and he disappoints me 9 times out of 10. But because they got rid of Philip Lindsay, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, they're going putting all their eggs in that basket, and he's been as inconsistent as you could possibly be at running back. They don't really have anybody at wide receiver, and tight end, there's really nobody to speak of. So what are you expecting out of this situation?
Yeah, it's almost like they're trying to go into rebuild mode, but not doing anything to actually rebuild.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate for Bridgewater too, because I feel like that's going to be probably the stigma with him, maybe moving forward. And it's unfortunate because, like you said, he did so well when he was here. But you know, are you going to pick Teddy Bridgewater to be your franchise quarterback? Or are you going to draft somebody? Or are you going to draft somebody and bring him in and be the new Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love Teddy Bridgewater, I wouldn't probably build a franchise around him.
Yeah, he's never going to be Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady type player. I mean, he's not the guy. Yeah.
No. Only thing we can do is just wish him the best, and hopefully he gets enough playing time, and hopefully proves people wrong. You know, that's the only thing we can say to that. Speaking of Tom Brady, the Bucs today, I think, just showed that they're all in on him. And they're going to quote-unquote ride or die, because they picked up – they re-signed Antonio Brown this for 1 year, and he's getting guaranteed $3.1 million, including a $2 million signing bonus, and the deal could be worth up to $6.25 in incentives. And in order to do that, the Buccaneers and tight end Cameron Brate agreed to a restructured deal that cleared out $4.69 million in cap space for 2021. You know, here's the deal with that too. You know, we said it last year, and of course we had to eat crow on it, but at some point in time, it doesn't matter how good Tom Brady is, Father Time will knock on the door.
Yep.
And you know, the Bucs could be in a great position. Maybe they could win back to back. Who knows? I don't believe that to be the case, but you know, going all in on this, granted it's a 1 year deal, so worst case scenario, they lay an egg next year, and you know, they start going into rebuild. But you know, I don't know, it's so strange how it happens, and it happens so fast, especially for quarterbacks in the NFL. Peyton Manning's another one. Peyton Manning was phenomenal. And then just, it was like somebody flipped the switch, and that was that.
Yep. Yeah, he was amazing until he wasn't.
Yeah, and the same could have been, truthfully, could be said about Drew. You know, Drew was doing great. And granted, he didn't have the normal Drew Brees year, but he wasn't Drew Brees anymore. And as much as we love him, he wasn't. And that's just the facts. And it's going to happen to Tom Brady. He can't outrun Father Time. He just can't. You know, think about how bad we feel most of the time. We don't play football.
Yeah, I'm not getting hit by 300-pound linemen all the time.
Right. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Pioneer League in baseball, and somebody else has thrown their hat in the ring for the governor's race of California, and it's just about as awesome as Caitlyn Jenner. So we'll be back with more after this. Passes us, the fast lanes a term never applied to us, about a time to my name or a prayer in the world, I'll walk out the door. Destination anywhere but here, away from you, now I'm on my head.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696 so that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch-Napolitano. Join Tracy and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. Just a day after the Senate approved constitutional carry on a veto-proof majority, a House committee advances their own version on an 8-4 vote. Matt Doyle has more.
The bill states that as long as you're not a convicted felon and over 21, you don't need a state permit or training course to carry a concealed handgun. Louisiana Shooting Association President Dan Zelenka says current requirements discriminate against already economically disadvantaged populations.
Obtaining a concealed carry permit costs between $225 and $325 between the required training and the fee for the permit. It also requires you to travel to and attend a 9-hour class.
Opponents argue it'll lead to more gun violence. I'm Matt Doyle.
The list of presidential candidates for LSU is narrowed down to 3 finalists. It includes UL System President Jim Henderson. Finalists will visit the university in person next week for interviews and meet with administrators. Notably absent is Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden, LRN.
Okay, secure the vehicle and check the perimeter. I'll be back in 5.
Yes, sir.
May I help you?
I have an order slip here for a money transport.
I'm sorry, a what now?
My boss told me to come here and pick up a money transport. He wrote it right here, see? Stacked cash.
Oh, you mean Stacked, the new family of games from the lottery.
I do not copy.
Stacked, the new instant win games from the lottery. You could win up to $200,000, and each of them are loaded with special prize amounts.
Get Stacked today by playing the Stacked family of games from the lottery, loaded with cash prizes. Win up to $200,000.
Look alive, we've got valuable cargo here, son.
How many stacks today, sir?
All of them, son. I got them all.
Pick up the Stacked family of games today. Win up to $200,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
WGSO is holding a radio-a-thon this weekend, April 30th through May 2nd, starting Friday night at 6 p.m. We will be talking about the things that makes WGSO different from all of the other corporately owned radio stations in New Orleans. We are hoping that you, our listeners, will get involved by calling in and donating to our 75 for 75 campaign. Our 75 for 75 campaign's goal is to raise $75,000 to commemorate our 75th anniversary, and that can be used for the upkeep of WGSO 990 AM. Don't forget that our online auction is live on WGSO.com, and you can bid on wonderful items such as trips, artwork, Saints at LSU memorabilia, and much more. The bidding will end Sunday night at midnight, so bid soon and bid often. Join us all weekend long to celebrate WGSO's commitment to being the community voice of the Crescent City.
All right, welcome back, friends, to more of the Something to Say radio show. We were talking about, if I could speak tonight, that would be amazing. Amazing. I always make the joke that I'm sure my parents are proud of that money they spent for me to get a radio broadcasting degree, but I don't think they'd be too proud of it tonight. Anyways, what's that?
So they're exceptionally proud now.
Oh, yeah, right. So we were alluding before the break about the Pioneer League, which is an independent minor league baseball, essentially like a single A type of a level. And they've decided this year their league's going to kick off on May 22nd, but they've decided that they're not going to do extra innings because it's too much strain on the pitchers. Now, keep in mind that these are young guys that are trying to get into this. The Pioneer League is not affiliated with any Major League Baseball team. So these guys are trying to get themselves into the minor leagues of Major League Baseball. So what are they going to do without extra innings, you may ask?
Well, that was my exact thought. I was like, how are you going to get into the majors if you can't take extra innings, really?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But what they're going to do is they're going to have a home run derby. So essentially it's kind of like overtime in the NHL. Yeah. Where if it's a tie after one overtime, then they go into a shootout. So kind of the same principle where this is going to be called it's not a home run derby. It's called the knockout rule. That sounds pretty fierce, doesn't it? The knockout rule. So under the rule, each team designates a hitter who receives 5 pitches with the game determined by the most home runs hit. If still tied after the first quote-unquote knockout round, then another hitter is selected for a sudden-death home run face-off until a winner is declared. and even in the minors, we got to witness it where, to speed the game up, which I kind of get for minor league baseball because, the wins and losses at the end of the day doesn't really matter. It's about development. To get the guys to the big leagues, but at least that's somewhat of a team orientated extra innings thing where they at least I don't like them starting with a guy on second, but it's a lot better than a home run derby. Now, the only thing I can say about a situation like the Pioneer League is that these people are probably needing as many fans as possible, and yeah.
I thought that as well.
As many gimmicks as possible to try to get people to go to a game. Now, there was a couple different independent league teams in the St. Louis area that I've went to a couple games, but it was all right. It's baseball, but there was like the I think they were called the Grizzlies, the Gateway Grizzlies. That was it. The gimmick to go in there was that they had the Luther Vandross burger, which was I believe either a double or triple cheeseburger on 2 Krispy Kreme glazed donuts.
Oh, wow.
But, there's always a gimmick like that kind of, that kind of stuff to get people to go to the game because, especially in St. Louis, would you go to the Grizzlies game or would you go to the Cardinal game?
Yeah. And I do have to say, after you tell me about that burger, I now feel fatter than I even am. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, we can always do an experiment. I mean, we can get some Krispy Kreme glazed donuts and
the where they make all the Krispy Kreme donuts for Louisiana is on Plank Road here in Baton Rouge. So I can go pick some up one morning and we make some burgers and stick them on and have some nice fresh Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, we should probably just go ahead and get 911 on standby. Maybe just go ahead and call them and tell them to come by and hang out and just wait about an hour between the drinking and the eating Vandross burgers. I'm sure they'll be escorting us to the hospital.
Hey guys, y'all may just want to come over here. We'll make some burgers for y'all as well. Y'all may not want to drink since y'all have to drive us to the hospital, but there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm getting a little aggravated with all the gimmicks with baseball, and it's not good, and I don't believe it's going to benefit in the long run. And I'm not just talking about this stuff, but the more you gimmick it up, the less I think appealing that it's going to be. And again, yeah. I've said it a million times: if you don't like baseball, these stupid changes aren't going to make you like baseball anymore. It's still going to be a 3-hour game.
Yep, it's going to be the exact same game, just with a home run derby at the end of it every once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe once every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Just silliness, I think. But who knows? I hope that Rob Manfred doesn't get any great ideas, because I think he's done enough.
Yes.
if I could, and it's tough, but he's getting close to being in the realm with Goodell on worst commissioner in sports.
Yeah. Where's George Steinbrenner when you need him?
Right. All right. So let's move to some politics. And, you know, the other day we talked about, what was it, last Friday, we were talking about Caitlyn Jenner throwing her hat in the ring for recall for the California governor. So she's going to run on the Republican ticket. Well, not to be outdone, and I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't know what was even going on with this guy. I hadn't heard much about him in a while, other than the last I heard that he pretty much went off the deep end. But on Tuesday, Randy Quaid, his name began trending on Twitter after he posted that he is seriously considering running for governor. That's right, Cousin Eddie.
Oh, Cousin Eddie. I love this story. This is amazing. And I did find out a couple of fun facts whenever you get finished.
All right. Well, he had previously thrown support behind Caitlyn Jenner, and Randy Quaid also, and Caitlyn Jenner both, they were both big Trump supporters. The only problem that I see is that I think there's warrants out for Randy's arrest.
Yes. Yep. Warrants out for his arrest. And so he most likely cannot legally run in the state of California, since that's where the warrants originate. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're still wanted in Santa Barbara for a squatting incident in 2010 where they were found living in the guest house of a home they no longer owned. You know, here's another good question before we move any farther. That this I don't understand. He has to be making a substantial amount of money off of royalties for every time that vacation or Christmas vacation plays. I mean, hell, Christmas Vacation is on Netflix now.
Yeah.
He has to be getting some pretty good checks, I would think, because if nothing, you know, even if his percentage wasn't high, the quantity of the amount of times that it runs, he has to be making at least, I mean, he's probably making more money than we are.
Oh, yeah. I'd be willing to bet.
So how in the hell does it get to that point?
I don't know. I mean, he's been in other movies as well. I mean, you know, movies that didn't do as well as that one, but you know, movies that you've heard of, like he was in Brokeback Mountain, you know, a few different things like that that were.
I didn't know he was in that. Enough.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't know that until a little while ago.
Well, he was in Major League too, also.
Yeah, yeah. Like, see, I mean, even if he didn't have big parts, he was in the movies, so you know he's getting something off of it.
Well, you know he wasn't working for scale, so
yeah,
he had to get some. I doubt he was getting like back end points or anything like that off of these movies, but I feel like he was making enough that he would have been doing all right. You know, I mean, he couldn't have been living, you know, some type of ridiculously lavish lifestyle in Los Angeles. I can't see that, especially since he's kind of kooky and, you know, wanting to live off the grid and stuff like that. And he also was arrested in 2009 for using an invalid credit card at a hotel in Santa Barbara. And let's see, from there, the couple fled to Canada, where his wife was granted citizenship, but he was not, and wound up arrested in Vermont back in 2015, and with California then attempting to extradite him back to the state. He has appeared in one film since, and that was 2018's All You Can Eat, which I'm guessing is just riveting. I can't imagine why it wasn't up for an Oscar in 2018. I don't even know what it's about, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's probably not worth a Redbox 99 cents.
Probably not. And I did find out, just looking him up, because like you, I hadn't heard anything about him in years, ever since, I don't know when it was, but a few years back, whenever he and his wife put out the video where they were having marital relations and they were wearing masks on their face. I don't remember what the controversy was other than what they were doing, but it was some insane thing. I couldn't find anything about that. But I did find out that at one point he had a band which, ironically enough, was known as Randy Quaid and the Fugitives. And their first single, it doesn't say anything else, so I'm just going to assume it was their only single, was called Star Whackers. And what Star Whackers was, this is from a different article, so I'll just read what it says here. According to Quaid, there is a group called the Star Whackers, an evil Hollywood Illuminati dead set on thwarting his success, who began stealing his money in 1983. He and Evie, which I'm assuming is his wife, believe the Star Whackers used a fake name, Rhonda L. Quaid, to set up a trust fund and funnel money. Rhonda L. Quaid never existed, claimed Evie Quaid. No one has ever met her. She was supposedly a school teacher, but you go to the county and you pull the probate file and it's $7 million in cash. How would a school teacher have that? It's Randy's royalty stream. I've researched everything. It actually says there's no body. I'm assuming it means there's nobody, but they're just trying to merge the two identities in order to cash the checks. So, wow, this is, I really need to start looking into Randy Quaid more. This is fun.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. Let's just say that Randy Quaid and his wife are correct, that there is an Illuminati type group that's out to get his money. Wouldn't you think they'd come up with a way better name than Star Whackers?
Really?
I mean, like, you had, like, the Illuminati in Batman. It was the Court of Owls. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You would think they'd be something at least somewhere along the lines of that, not the Star Whackers. That sounds Star like Whackers. Some, like, 80s wrestling tag team.
I was thinking Star Whackers kind of sounded like some really bad, the name of a really bad porn.
Well, yeah, I could see that, too. I was thinking that also, Star Wars based, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. I just heard the name, read the name, and I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Well, you know, the only thing I can say is that I'm sure that if he can make it to get on the ticket and can get to the debates, and maybe he gets his legal problems settled before then, how amazing, and you want to talk about must-see TV, how amazing would those debates be?
Oh, that would be the greatest thing of all time. No Super Bowl in history would ever have as many viewers as that.
No, it would completely break the internet.
Yes, it would.
There wouldn't be anything better than that. Just ridiculous. So, well, you know, I'm just waiting to see who's going to pop up next week that wants to run for governor of California. I'm sure it'll be someone just as equally as nuts.
And I cannot wait. Hopefully this will become a weekly segment. We just talk about whatever nutcase is running for governor in California.
I love it. All right, well, let's take a break. And speaking of nutcases, we'll unveil the Karen of the week with the bonus Karen as well. So we'll be back right after this.
I know this dance around.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
This is Roland Creason from NOLA Town Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study.
Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
here on WGSO 990 a.m.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 a.m., and it's that time of the week to crown our Karen of the week. And there's two of them. It's really tough to pick a winner out of these two because I think they're both losers. But the first one, just to set it up, she is very upset because she saw a girl walking, I guess, across the parking lot with her mother. And apparently she thought that the girl, I guess, was walking across the parking lot naked. However, the girl was actually wearing a turtleneck, a tan-colored turtleneck, and matching pants. So the woman goes on to give her a lot of trouble. And then in the second one, there's a few seconds between, so I'll talk between them. So without any further ado, Karen of the Week. Karen called the manager.
Oh my gosh, I met my first Karen!
You should always commemorate your first.
You gotta repent. That is so dirty. You're swinging your stuff around, waiting for people to crash so they can watch you. Disgusting.
Why are you worried about...
How much is your hymen worth? How much? Are you the mom? Are you the one clapping it?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You look so sexy going to hell. Way to go. Way to go. Tell you guys to go to church.
You don't think you're going to hell for judging?
The lady's
judging
also holding up a sign that says, you are sin.
A hypocrite.
Oh, really?
You go to cuss with that mouth, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't go to church.
So that's why I cuss.
Oh, is that why you
Wait, I want to show what I'm wearing. Let's see. I'm such a sinner.
Yeah, she was wearing a tan colored outfit.
And her skin was darker than the shirt, yeah. By the way. So there's no mistaking that she's not naked.
And this next one is some crazy lady giving a bunch of giving two U.S. Army men a bunch of trouble because they're not white.
Ma'am, please walk away. Please. No.
She sits down at their table to give them a bunch
ma'am,
of problems.
Ma'am, can you please leave?
Because.
Can you just please leave? We're leaving. Can you excuse? I'm trying to get out.
Yeah, you need to find another place to be.
Can you please leave?
Do you have a restaurant?
No, because you're making a problem.
Ma'am.
You
no,
need to leave us.
Ma'am.
You need to leave us.
Ma'am.
You need
to
leave us.
Thank you, sir. Can you please leave?
Is there a cop or somebody around here? There's a cop here. They need to get her out of here.
You need to call the cop because they're this is not
I get confused. Are you BLM? Are you Antifa? Are you BLM? You need to be quiet. I will drop you. Oh, drop me. Really? You want to go?
This lady
is coming over here yelling, screaming, cussing, oh, man. Guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was off her meds, too, because she was not a very big lady, and the people she was picking fights with were pretty good-sized guys. And
good-sized guys and trained by the U.S. military to be able to take down Iraqi insurgents and things of that nature. So, yeah, she wasn't going to do much.
Yeah, and I don't know what exactly her beef was. I know she called them, we'll just say, poop bags. In the beginning of it, I don't know if it was because they're in the military or if they were because if it was a combination of them being in the military and being people of color. I don't really know, but there again, you know, I don't get number one. I don't get why people have to get in other people's business.
No.
Life is way too short.
Yeah. It doesn't affect you. Leave it alone. What does it matter?
Right. Nobody gives a damn about your opinion. Promise you. Nobody cares. If they did, you should get your own radio show like us. So then people have to listen to your opinions. All right. Well, let's get out of here. And got to go home and watch the rest of the Blues game. And tomorrow night, the NFL draft, but we'll be back tomorrow night to talk about it before it happens. So until then, let's just play Gloria. Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Propel your